If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Have you guys heard about what's going on with the All-American Rejects?
I just want to know what's going on with Mason on the video feed right now.
Oh, we got to get video here. This is amazing.
This is amazing. Did I see the All-American Rejects were playing like at Columbia, Missouri? At like they were playing somebody's backyard.
They
or something?
They are done with concerts. They are really? They are just going, and they are telling you put in a thing on their website. We will literally come to your house and just do a backyard concert. We're going to pick which ones we want to go to because we care about the fans. We don't want any tick-pick stuff, anything that's going on there.
Crosby House.
Yeah. Well, and they hit curfew.
It's happening.
And they weren't going to be... It wasn't this song. What's one of their other...
Gives You Hell.
Yeah, it Gives You Hell. They weren't going to get to play it. And they called... The cops called, like, their commissioner. And the commissioner happens to be an All-American Rejects fan. He's like, yeah, they can play one more song.
Yep.
And it was in Columbia, Missouri, so University of Missouri. And the place went nuts. Like, it's such a cool video.
All-American Rejects back. Yeah. Yes. Back.
That is totally back. That is awesome.
That's the way to do it. That's the way to come back right there.
And talk about connecting with your fans. Speaking of connecting with our fans, that's what we do here on the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon, the number one network in Milwaukee. Live from the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. I'm Mitch Nels, a.k.a. Thunder, and joining us now, she is the guru of all things Giannis. All right, I don't know if that's true, but she knows her stuff. It is
Bold
Camille
statements.
Davis from Locked On Bucks Podcast. Camille, welcome back to the Mason Crosby Show.
Thanks, guys. Listen, Mason, when you get that All-American Rejects concert in your backyard, I need that invite because I got to hear a couple of my songs.
Oh, Camille.
I
got
to hear Dirty Little Secret live in the backyard.
Oh, heck yeah.
I'll keep you my Camille.
Well,
you still owe us
a barbecue at your house, so maybe we'll just do it at your place.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah,
you
just
might have
them
a little
there.
Bit more space than me, Mason.
That's fair.
We'll get something set up, and yeah, I'll let you know. I'm going to hit them up right now, and we're going to see when they can make
let's
it down
go.
To Brentwood.
All right, Camille
let's
Davis, we got to start with you right away. Giannis, is he
going
to be a Buck this year? Yes or no?
Yep.
And
what's
whatever
going on?
You say is binding.
What's going
so whatever
on?
You say is actually
going to
happen.
I think it's probably like 70-30 with Giannis staying. My gut is telling me that he stays. When I look at the landscape of the East and then the path to a championship, I think the Bucks can get there a little bit quicker than some might expect, just given how the NBA is starting to shake out with the results of the CBA starting to really have an effect on teams.
Okay, well, hey, all right, you heard it right here. Giannis is staying in Milwaukee. So, Camille, like what do the Bucks need to do realistically to give Giannis that confidence that they can make a run, whether it be next year or the year after? Like what do they need to do to build this roster?
One, they got to get younger, and they started going in that direction this season. I think if Giannis is on board, then first things up is trying to retain Gary Trent Jr. as well as Kevin Porter Jr., possibly extend A.J. Green. And see if you can get Bobby Portis to stay as well. Just trying to stay younger. I would want Giannis and then Bobby, if he's on the roster, to be among the oldest players on the roster going forward because you got to get that youth. And I think what we've seen that works if Giannis is the centerpiece of the Bucks offense, put some shooting around him and some defenders and some youth, and you got a chance to do something special, I think.
I totally agree. Those three guys that you named are you know, they obviously were really big factors into that, you know, into the season, into the playoffs. And I think you give them another year, you know, with Giannis in that, you know, just doing their thing. They can be electric. So, yeah, my hope is that Giannis is, you know, still a buck, and they can figure this thing out, and you'll get it done. What do you think if they sign those guys, you know, back? They add a couple young pieces. They get this thing going. Like, do you think this team would have a realistic shot at making a run for a championship next year?
This upcoming season might be a little tough, but with the way that the NBA is breaking, with more parity becoming more of a thing, like the NBA is starting to become more NFL-ish in that way, where it seems like you can get to the playoffs and you get there healthy, playing some good basketball, depending upon your matchup, you can make some noise. Like, I'm not sure how many people saw the Pacers going this far again this year, or even the Knicks beating the Celtics. I know Tatum had the injury, but they showed a lot before that injury coming up. So next year might be more of like a gap year, especially since the free agent class this summer isn't as good as the one in 2026. But if you can start building the team in the way that makes sense to be built around Giannis being the centerpiece of the offense, with him initiating, with him making the decisions, I think next summer is when you can really add on to that and get something to really compete for a championship come 2026-27.
Gap year seems to be the word that everyone's loving to say right now for this Bucks team. But we got Camille Davis, Locked On Bucks, at Camille Monet is her X handle. Let's just say hypothetically they decide to, you know, trade Giannis. What do they need to get from another team if you trade a, you know, obviously a once in a generation type player like Giannis? What do the Bucks need to get for a trade in that situation?
Yeah, if Giannis asks out, which I want to be on record saying the only way I think the Milwaukee Bucks should trade Giannis is if he asks to be traded.
If he wants
traded.
To go, okay.
Yeah. Otherwise, we ain't even acknowledging it. But if he does ask out, I think the package that comes back has to be a young player that has some potential that you could see a future being built around. Or at the very least, an all-star level type of player who projects to be that. And the draft picks, what makes it tough for the Bucks is that they don't have control of any of their first-round draft picks until 2031. And normally when you're a bad team and you're kind of tanking along the way, at least you have your own draft picks to count on. But those are with Portland and those are with the Pelicans. So if they do a trade, I would like to see them try to find a way to rope either one of those two teams in to try to get back some of their draft capital of their own along the way, in addition to other teams' picks and a young player or two.
For sure, for sure. Camille Davis, Locked On Bucks, at Camille Monet. Oh, all right. Well, I hope Giannis is with the Bucks for years to come here. Let's just shift. Oh, okay. Mitch has one more before I go into, you know, rest of the NBA and, you know, the boring rest of the NBA playoffs. So, like, let Mitch have his moment.
Will
here.
Kyle Kuzma be on the roster next year?
Ooh.
That's a good question.
Yeah. Thunder with the go. Oh, Thunder knows ball. What's up?
No, it's a great question because Kyle Kuzma did not have a good showing here in Milwaukee after the trade deadline. He showed some flashes with playmaking and defensive versatility, but come playoff time, that Pacers series was not a good one for him. And he's somebody who is on a declining contract, which isn't as common in the NBA nowadays, but can be helpful, could be a really good trade chip. But the other side of that is that every other team in the league also saw his performance in the playoffs. So I would assume that his value is not that high at the moment. He could be somebody who starts the season with the Bucks. If he plays a little bit better, could be traded at the deadline or retained at that point.
Yeah, that's interesting. I know Tommy had pitched earlier in the week, or saw somewhere, a potential trade with Kuzma to the Kings for DeRozan and a couple picks. What would you feel if something like that were a real option? Do you think a trade in that situation would be good for the Bucks?
I don't think I would go that route because DeRozan's older than Giannis. And what I think this team needs to do for this next era is really just get younger. Let's get some guys who aren't 34, 35 being added to the roster. Let's look at some guys that are under 28, if possible, Maybe one or two vets along the way that are older than that, but I don't think for the long-term future that's the way to go, especially like I mentioned. I think the CBA and how it's being designed with the restrictions with it, it's going to make player development way more important in the NBA than it ever has been before to be able to have younger players on manageable contracts to move forward. Is going to be the way forward for the Bucks. Like, I'd rather A.J. Green get those DeRozan minutes than DeRozan coming here and taking minutes away.
I like that. Yeah, Camille, so you don't see the NBA super teams developing as often probably down the road as we once did with, you know, LeBron and the Heat team and, you know, some of these teams that had just been kind of almost player-driven and created. Do you not see that, you know, being as feasible with where the NBA is headed?
Yeah, correct. I think those days are far behind us at this point, and I think that for even the upcoming dynasties, like, you can look at the Thunder and be like, man, that's a homegrown team. A lot of young players that they drafted. They brought in Caruso. They bought in Hartenstein. But, like, for the most part, they drafted well. But at some point, the bill is going to be due. And with the way that the CBA is, once you hit that first apron and second apron, you're restricted from being able to add to your team. So it gets difficult, which is why I'm really curious to see what happens with Boston this offseason, because they were a team that prior to the CBA just said, we're paying everybody. Then the new owner said, you know what? Let me sell this team. Get out of here while the getting is good. And someone else can deal with the problems of trying to manage the cap and building this team going forward. So, yeah, I think those days are done where you might get one top end star, maybe two all-stars, and you have to have good depth around you after that.
Awesome. Yeah, you mentioned Boston, and, you know, that's kind of the question going around. Like, is there kind of title window, like, as being title contenders? Is it closed or is it closing? Like, how do you feel about a team like the Celtics? Do you think they are kind of out of that window of, like, being contenders for next year or the near future? Or do you think, when Tatum gets healthy after, you know, he recovers from this injury and they have pieces that they can, they can still be a contender in this league?
I think they still have enough pieces for them to be a team you have to take seriously. It's interesting to think about what the East will look like next year, because going into next season, we have to see, of course, how the finals shake out. But it's like the teams that you're used to being the powerhouses of the East looking a little wobbly, like Philly, Milwaukee, Boston. Those were the three teams for years that you pointed to as the cream of the crop of the East. You have the Pacers coming. You have the Knicks. You even have Detroit, a younger team that's coming up in the ranks right now. I think that the top-end talent in the East might be less, but that next group afterwards of, like, hey, they're going to make it difficult for you is a lot bigger now, because there's even Orlando to be thrown in the equation. If Atlanta gets healthy the way that Jalen Johnson was playing, they could be a team that's interesting down the stretch here. So I think Boston will have a shot. It'll depend for them on the matchups, but I think this summer some of the guys who helped contribute to that championship team are going to be gone.
Camille Davis, Locked On Bucks podcast, joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon, the number one network in Milwaukee. And just sticking with the Celtics for one second, like, is there a chance that Jaylen Brown just has an MVP season next year? Like, with Jason Tatum Absolutely. Not there, they've been 1A and 1B for so long. Like, and as a fantasy basketball player, I just think Jaylen Brown might have an epic, epic season next year. It might not translate into wins for the Celtics, but I think he could go off.
I completely agree with you on that one. He did not have a great showing in the playoffs, not consistent, but we learned he was playing through a torn meniscus throughout the playoffs, and that did not surprise me, because even at the end of the regular season, we kept hearing he was having knee problems. He was trying to play through it, getting injections, trying to get ready for the playoffs. But a healthy Brown going into next season without his co-star Tatum next to him, a finals MVP in Jaylen Brown. So, yeah, I think if it's all in his hands, like, he could definitely put up some crazy numbers next year.
Camille, so OKC handled business last night. Don't need to, you know, talk a ton about that. That's the West. Who cares? Let's talk about this game tonight. Knicks versus Pacers. Just, you know, obviously, like, we hate the Pacers. We don't want to see them do well, but they are a fun team to watch. Brunson has just been on a run for the ages. Mm-hmm. What do you think about this matchup going on, in the playoffs tonight in the Eastern Conference Finals first game?
I think it's a lot closer than some people are giving it credit for. This is a series I think goes seven. And whenever a series goes seven, it's a coin flip on who's going to come out on top. I think the Knicks pull it out in seven, but styles make fights. And the way that the Pacers run their offense, they're going to stress that Knicks defense in a way that it has not been stressed yet in this playoffs, because the Pacers' ball movement is so crisp. They move the ball so much. They don't have any player, if I remember correctly, in the playoffs averaging over 20 points a game. But they have multiple players in double-digit scoring because they share the ball. There's no one you can really key in on necessarily because they're all going to make the right play. But the Knicks, they have some size advantage. They're great on the glass, which is the area where the Pacers are weak. Pacers like to get out there and run, but if the Knicks are grabbing up all those boards, there's nowhere to run for the Pacers. So it's a real styles make fight matchup between these two, and I'm really excited for this one.
Yeah, I am too. I think it's going to be great. Obviously, wish Bucks were in there, but yeah, I think this is going to be a really fun series to watch. Whenever, kind of, you know, I was listening to some stuff this morning, and you know, they're talking Halliburton and Brunson, like, who kind of in this series has the most to prove, or you know, the like kind of most to lose, or you know, or gain in this series between those two players?
Well, you know, Halliburton is sitting here fighting the overrated allegations from fellow NBA players, so I know he's going to have a chip on his shoulder. But I think it's Brunson, really, because you know, last year the Knicks and Pacers series went seven last year, but the Knicks just had injury after injury; they kind of just wore out down the stretch here, and there's been a lot of conversation around Brunson being a smaller point guard, the defense not being there, him being a defensive weak link on that Knicks team. But I think it's Brunson's time to shine, especially with him being a Knick and how much this means to that fan base that has not been to the conference finals since 2000. So I think a lot more pressure is on the Knicks at this point because everybody's like wanting to see the Knicks finally get there again.
I totally agree. I mean, he has the weight of like New York sports, you know, hanging in the balance, and you know, that's a heavy weight to bear. So yeah, I think Brunson does have the pressure. I think Halliburton and that Pacers team is freewheeling. You know, they're just out there. They can go and do their thing, and whatever, you know, however the chips fall, I think is going to be okay for them. And
but with that,
you know,
said,
how people view them.
But with that said, Mace, is anybody beating the Thunder? Like, if they play the way they did in the second half last night, I don't think anybody's beating the Thunder.
Yeah, that's fair. The Thunder are a unique team because how small they can go.
Yeah, they look good, especially after, you know, closing out the Nuggets. I think they learned a lot from that series. And just, you know, they showed their true firepower, you know, against that that Timberwolves team last night, for sure.
Camille, do you agree about the Thunder?
Yeah, the Thunder buddies are growing up. They're growing up this playoffs. I think that's what that Nugget series did for them, where they grew up as a team a little bit here and came out a little slow against the Wolves. I know game two will be some adjustments, but if the refs are going to call the games the way they are, letting them be physical, it's going to go the Thunder's way.
Yeah, the Thunder foul on every possession.
Refs.
They foul on every possession. And that, listen, it's like a cornerback who puts his hands on a guy every possession. You can't flag it every time. So half the time you're gonna get away with it.
Yep. Let's just give the refs, you know, more leeway. Like, and that segue, before we let you go, Camille Davis, do you think the tush push should be banned in the NFL?
I don't really feel strongly one way or another about the tush push. I understand some of the safety concerns that are being raised for it, but I'm also of the mind of like, If you can't stop it, like, that's on you. Like, it's one of those things, like, I used to play Madden with my uncles when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And we would run the same play over and over. And I'm like, do something different.
Well,
and he's like,
stop
why,
me.
If you can't stop it?
Oh, I love that. I love that. That's awesome. A perfect take. That's exactly what I was looking for, Camille.
Yes.
That's why you're the best, and really appreciate you jumping on, and we'll have you on again to see where these NBA playoffs are going, and as Giannis, the story keeps unfolding on what's going to happen
opera.
There.
The soap opera, right?
The soap opera. Well, it's not much drama. Giannis is not dramatic. Like,
he's not.
That's what's nice
NBA,
is it's not dramatic.
Right,
yeah.
And I love that Bucks fans are starting to tweet, like, why isn't ESPN asking where Jokic should end up or where Curry should end up? Like, why are they only asking about Giannis? Like, shouldn't Denver be trading Jokic for young stars right now?
Exactly. Well,
isn't
they're just
funny?
Trying.
Isn't it funny, too, how ESPN came out this time and said for the first time in his career, he's considering his options? It's like, what was happening in the last 6 years?
Right, he does that every year, and he's been open about that.
Yeah, and he's not dramatic about it. It's very just matter of fact, which I think the powers that be, the media world, doesn't like that. They want to add all the drama for it because he's not feeding into that machine. So, well, again, Camille, really appreciate you. Thanks for joining the Mason Crosby Show, and we'll have you on again soon.
For sure. Take care, guys.
Thanks so much, Camille. That's Camille Davis, Locked On Bucks podcast, at Camille Monet on Twitter. When you hear the sound of thunder, don't you?
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Get too scared, just grab your thunder buddy and say these magic words.
Careful. Yeah,
we can't go any further.
Cowboy Crosby is here for it.
This is a family show. Bleep, you thunder. You can
Cowboy Crosby in the house. Oh, let's go, guys.
So Diana Rossini is in Minneapolis right now. 42 minutes ago, she tweeted, "The owners are heading into the meeting now. In minutes, we'll know the tush push's fate." But then she did tweet 28 minutes ago, not about the tush push, but the NFL owners have passed a rule change that would allow teams to declare onside kicks at any point during a game if they are trailing. They will be kicked from the 34 instead of the 35. I don't know.
What is happening? Yeah,
Mason, can you explain that? Mason, break it down for me.
No, I got to go to break. We're going to break. Get out of here. I can't handle that.
He's Mason Crosby. I'm Mitch Ellis. Tommy Wirtz is here as well. Our thanks to Camille Monet. The Mason Crosby Show presented by Verizon, the number one network in Milwaukee.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.